Grace to you and peace in the name of our crucified and risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In baseball circles, it's known as a shot heard round the world. It took place in 1951 between the New York Giants and the Brooklyn Dodgers, the final game of their National League pennant series. The Giants were down 4-2 with one out in the bottom of the ninth with two men on base. Bobby Thompson, one of the Giants outfielders, stepped to the plate. First pitch was a strike, called strike. The second pitch, a high and tight fastball. But he got around on it and put it over the left field fence. With this one swing, one shot, the Giants went from almost certain defeat to a glorious victory. The crowd went absolutely nuts, and thus remembered as one of baseball's greatest moments is this shot heard round the world. Many years earlier, there was another shot heard round the world. It took place on April 19th, 1775. That's 239 years ago yesterday, as the British soldiers, at the order of King George, tried to seize the guns and supplies of the American Revolutionary Minutemen living in Concord, Massachusetts. But the Americans began to fight back. And so began the American Revolutionary War with these first shots, the first of which is called the shot heard round the world. And many, many, many years earlier than that, something else happened, more shocking and more transformative than either of these two other amazing events. It was something that I'd like to call the shock heard round the world. Because the news that was spoken by two men, well, actually, they weren't men, they were angels, who were dressed in clothes that Scripture says gleamed like lightning. They spoke to this small group of frightened women, and they said to them, "He's not here. He was raised." Frightened and confused, these women hurried back to the disciples to tell them of this shocking news that they had been told about Jesus rising from the dead. And in turn, these disciples told others, who told others, and they told others, and so on and so forth, for the last 2,000 years. And thus began with these women the shock heard round the world. And much like those shots heard round the world, which changed people's lives, changed how people looked at sports and the possibility that defeat and victory is never quite out of one's grasp, or changed how people were going to live in this new land as either subjects under a controlling king or as free men who are going to control their own destiny. So the shock heard round the world changed people's lives too. It changed how people perceive and know God. It changed how people perceive and know truth, hope, love, mercy. It changed how we live life and how we face death. I think it's safe to say that the resurrection of Jesus Christ has had a more profound impact and a more compelling influence on life and history and future of mankind than any other event in all of human experience. The disciples went from cowering to courageous. The church went from this small enclave to a worldwide phenomenon. Individual believers went from sinners to saints, from hopeless to hope-filled. The news of Jesus' resurrection, quite literally, changed everything. Or so we are told. In fact, I was listening to the radio this morning on the way into church, and I caught part of a sermon someone was preaching, and the preacher literally said those words, "The resurrection of Jesus Christ changed everything." And yet there are still so many folks in the world who wonder what that event, whether it was true or not, what does that have to do with us some 2,000 years later? What effect does the resurrection of Jesus have on us? How does that shocking news change our lives? I think sometimes even Christians wonder that, especially when we're going through a difficult time in our lives or facing some difficult circumstances. You know, it's easy to experience the excitement and see how things change your lives when you're right next to that shot that's heard around the world. For those people who were in the stadium that day and saw that home run. For those men and women there in Concord as those first musket rifle shots were fired. For those women at the tomb who heard the angels speak to them and went running back to the disciples. But it's not always easy to see how all those things that happened so many years ago have any impact on our lives. Well, I'm not sure that I can make a case for those shots heard around the world, but I know I can make a case for the shock heard around the world. For you see, Jesus' victory over the grave means that death no longer has any eternal hold on us. It's sort of like our get-out-of-jail-free card. No matter what mistakes in our lives we commit, no matter how many or what wrong roads we go down, what poor choices we make, what tragedies befall us, what sicknesses come our way, we know that ultimately our lives will end with victory. And that knowledge changes the way that we then cope with our lives. It changes the way that we address our faults and our failures. It's kind of like watching a game, your favorite basketball game, football game, baseball game on television, but one that you've already recorded on your DVR, and you already know who wins the game. And so as you go back and watch, it's really not that stressful. Even if your team's down by 20 points in the fourth quarter, because you know, we win. Since you already know who wins? There's no need for us to stress the setbacks. And so it is with the shocking news of Jesus' resurrection from the dead. Since we already know that Jesus won, he won the victory over sin, death, and the power of the devil. There's nothing left for us to stress about. Even as we go through those setbacks in life. For as the Bible tells us, since Christ has been raised, we too shall one day be raised with him. Our outlook on life is entirely different, knowing that in the end, we win. It's like starting at the end of the book. We've already read the ending. Jesus conquered death. And thus, by faith in him, we too shall one day stand as the conquerors of death. And no matter how many deaths we go through, either those deaths in our marriages, or a death in our job life, or in our friendships, or physically with our bodies, or whatever kind of death that we suffer in our lives, we know in the end who wins. We do, because of Jesus. That's what the resurrection of Jesus Christ means for us today. And thus we can live changed lives, lives that are full of joy and promise and hope. What difference does the shock heard around the world make in our lives today? It makes all the difference, because we now know how the game ends. May the news that the angels gave to those women on that first Easter morn shape and inspire the way that we live our lives today and always, for the sake of Jesus Christ, our living Lord and Savior. Amen. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah.